But first up, we have Kirsty Bedford with all the travel news that you can use.
In travel news this week, Bangkok, London and Paris are the top three destination cities, according to the 6th annual MasterCard Global Destination Cities Index. The index provides a ranking of the 132 most visited cities around the world. Australian cities have missed a spot on the list of global destinations by visitor numbers for the last 7 years, but tourists continue to spend up while visiting the nation's biggest city. Sydney landed a place in the top 20 destinations by visitor spend, with tourists expected to spend more than $8.4 billion in 2016. For the fifth consecutive year, Sydney beat Melbourne for a spot globally by spend, but the sports mecca is still a regional hotspot, placing 10th in the top 10 Asia-Pacific cities by visitor spend. MasterCard country manager Andrew Cartwright says Australia's geographical location makes it difficult for our cities to compete based on visitor numbers, but it's extremely impressive that when it comes to spending, Sydney and Melbourne are notable contenders globally and regionally. According to the study, Bangkok is projected to receive 21.47 million international overnight visitors in 2016, just ahead of second-ranked London. New statistics by Roy Morgan show Australians' holiday intentions have not only increased, but the destinations people are planning are changing. 10 years ago, 6% of Australians reported they were planning to go overseas on their next holiday. That figure has since risen to 10.6%. 18% of Aussies with an overseas holiday on the horizon reported they were planning to go to New Zealand. That's dropped from 19.5% 10 years ago. But whereas the land of the long white cloud was pipped at the post by England, England's popularity has slumped behind the United States. Japan was on the rise, with the proportion of intending holiday goers planning to visit rising from 6 to 9%, and Indonesia has also seen its popularity more than double. England and New Zealand aren't the only international destinations that have lost ground. Holiday intention to Thailand, France and Italy also slipped. Roy Morgan's industry communications director Norman Morris says the data shows overall European holiday intention has slipped, while Asian holiday intention has risen. And although New Zealand was more popular 10 years ago, holiday intention to Christchurch crashed in the wake of the 2011 earthquake, but does appear to be bouncing back. He says the growing profile of the US is most likely linked to factors such as the continued strength of the Australian dollar and affordable airfares. Morris says terrorism and international unrest has had a very real influence on the way we travel. A new report on flight disruption has found bad weather, natural disasters and strike action cost the travel industry up to an estimated $60 billion annually. The report, Shaping the Future of Airline Disruption Management, written by airline IT consultancy T2RL, also finds the knock-on impact of planes and crews not arriving means further cancellations and delays, often from a relatively minor initial problem. Other key findings were that better communication between operations, managers, airports and airline service companies will lead to greater collaboration, and in future even airlines that compete vigorously will work together during times of disruption. Report author Ira Gershkov says there is every reason to believe the historic challenge of rerouting planes, crews and passengers during disruption will finally be addressed over the next several years. A panel of senior figures from across the industry are this week discussing the report's findings. Tourism ministers from across Australia have met in Hobart this week with the Federal Minister for Trade, Tourism and Investment, Stephen Chalbo, to discuss tourism targets for 2020. Strong growth in domestic overnight expenditure coupled with record growth in international expenditure means overnight visitor expenditure reached $97.1 billion in 2015-16, but it says meeting the industry's $140 billion overnight expenditure target will require significant and challenging challenging reforms across all levels of government. The ministers discussed the sharing economy and how Australia can be at the forefront of integrating providers into the marketplace. They agreed to support a regional tourism infrastructure investment attraction strategy to attract foreign direct investment and plans to capitalise on growth of the Chinese market. Tourism Australia will receive $10 million over 3 years of a global youth-targeted advertising campaign, and ministers heard from Tourism Australia about its upcoming campaign focused on attracting the working holiday maker to Australia, which is expected to launch early next year. Melbourne has been chosen as the destination for the next edition of the World's 50 Best Restaurants. The World's 50 Best Restaurants announced the 2017 awards will take place in Melbourne in April. The flagship event, celebrating its 15th anniversary, will be hosted at the historic Royal Exhibition Building on the 5th of April. The event brings together world-leading chefs, restaurateurs, sommeliers, media and influencers to celebrate the very best in global gastronomy. The overall event program will showcase Australia's outstanding food and wine culture to an international audience of industry professionals and food lovers. William Drew, group editor of the World's 50 Best Restaurants, says after 14 years hosting the awards event in London, they decided to take it on a global tour, kicking off in New York this year. Etihad Airways and QT Hotel Melbourne have also been confirmed as key partners, helping transport and accommodate the world's best chefs and food media for the program. Aussie travellers are leaving their inhibitions at the boarding gate, with more than a third admitting to doing things on holiday they would never do at home. From bungee jumps to getting locked up, more than two-thirds of those surveyed by Southern Cross Travel Insurance confess to letting loose on holiday, regardless of the consequences. 39% of travellers took their taste buds for a whirl, munching on bugs and insects, while more than a third got their adrenaline pumping with cliff jumping, river tubing and bungee jumping. Other wild card behaviour included strip clubs, gambling and late night swims. Some travellers even brought home a special souvenir in the form of a new tattoo or piercing. More than a third of those surveyed got boozy on the local beverage, with a further 16% knocking back unknown shots and spirits. Feeling the repercussions of their holiday wild streak, more than half had to seek medical treatment, while 36% of travellers falling unwell or being injured as a result of their behaviour. Wild antics weren't just limited to younger travellers either, with the over 65s just as guilty. The research reveals the most common hotspot for travellers to let their hair down was the United